Vermont students lost over 8,000 days of classes in one school year due to suspension and expulsion. That's according to a new report, and perhaps most telling in that report is the fact that those disciplinary actions were 2 to 3 times more likely to be taken on students with disabilities. The report called Kicked Out, Unfair and Unequal Discipline in Vermont's Schools also found that non-white students were more likely to be suspended than white students. The report was compiled by Vermont Legal Aid and the Vermont School Discipline Reform Coalition. Jay Diaz is staff attorney for Vermont Legal Aid's Disability Law Project and joins us now on the line to tell us more about the report. Jay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So who are we talking about when we talk about students with disabilities?
When we talk about students with disabilities in Vermont, we're talking about students specifically on individualized education plans. These are students with learning disabilities or some disability that significantly impacts their learning.
So it could be behavioral issues, learning disabilities, things of that nature?
It could be behavioral issues, but they have to have a significant impact on their ability to learn. So these students are, you know, having a lot of trouble in the classroom, not just because of their behavior, but because of their inability to access their education.
And what did you find about those students with these learning disabilities? They were likely to be suspended or expelled more often?
That's right. Students on IEPs are 2 to 3 times more likely to be suspended across the state. Depending on which county you look at, some of those rates are higher in different counties. And we found that, we don't know enough about what some students with disabilities are dealing with in terms of suspension, such as students who have disabilities but don't have a significant impact on their learning.
What did you find when you looked at non-white students?
When we looked at African-American students in Chittenden County and Native American students in Franklin County, where substantial populations exist in the state, we found that those students were also 2 to 3 times more likely to be suspended than white students.
Now, Jay, you just alluded to this, but are you able to tell from the data why these students are being expelled?
Well, we don't have exact information available publicly or in readily available form to tell us what specifically happened in every case. But like you said at the lead, you know, there were over 8,000 class days lost. As many as 8,000 students were suspended in 2011-2012. Many times this is just for minor infractions such as, you know, disobedience or noncompliance with a teacher directive or school directive, cutting class. You know, I've had cases of 5-year-olds running out of the classroom and being suspended. It could be more serious behavior, but most of these are for minor infractions, most likely. But again, we don't have the data and we don't have the information available to tell us exactly what's going on so that we can target our what we need to do.
That seems like a key point, because I'm assuming that this report, there's concern here, but is the report actually alleging bias against these non-white students or students with disabilities? Because that would seem problematic to conclude if we don't know why exactly the expulsions or suspensions are happening.
The report is merely telling the public and legislators and policymakers, you know, what is going on in Vermont. So that was the goal of the report. We're not alleging any bias, but we are saying that this is what's happening. We don't think it should be. No one should be more likely to be suspended just because they're a student with a disability, a student of color, or a student from a low-income family.
What are the ramifications for students being suspended or expelled?
Well, in the short term, students, you know, are obviously missing vital class time. Their parents may have to miss work to come pick them up. They may lose a job because of that. Kids may be left alone in dangerous or unproductive situations in the least. And some students, those who are on free and reduced lunch, those are very low-income students who get free lunch at school, may be missing meals because they're not at school that day. And in the long term, students who are suspended even once are more likely to drop out, more likely to end up in the juvenile justice system, to be incarcerated, and to end up in poverty long term.
Now, again, we don't know why these expulsions and suspensions are happening necessarily, but the numbers are out there. What would you like to see as a result of this report?
Well, what we'd like to see is, you know, systemic change to equip Vermont schools to make sure that, you know, they know how to work with misbehaving kids and keep them in the classroom, or at least provide educational services if they cannot be in the classroom. We believe that you need to reduce suspension, track discipline, improve student rights, in order to improve school climate. And the good news is that studies show that when we do this, all kids do better in school, students and staff feel safer, we narrow the achievement gaps. And this is Vermont. We have one of the best education systems in the country. We can fix this problem so that all students can have a fair shot at a productive life.
Jay Diaz is staff attorney for Vermont Legal Aid's Disability Law Project. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Mitch.